Our pregame coverage continues here from Purdue Stadium. I'm now joined by the development coach, Colin Murray. And Colin, it's good to have you on the broadcast here. You are the development coach of this team. So for our audience, just kind of explain to them what you do with the organization.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on, Mitch. So essentially my role right here is to kind of look at all of the data and try to translate it both to the coaching staff as well as all the players in ways that they're able to understand and really soak in the information, because the information that we have here is really second to none, but it's only as good as you're able to use it, and none of us coaches are able to actually step on the field and, you know, play. So getting it through to the athletes and getting it so where they can really kind of improve their game and understand their strengths, that's really kind of what I'm trying to do here.
There's the basic stats and numbers, and to most baseball fans, it's a pretty basic game, but now in this day and age, there's so many advanced analytics that go into it. If you can just kind of explain the things you kind of notice and see when you go through it all.
Yeah, I think for most of our guys, we have obviously a lot of returners from last year too. And so a big thing for us, you know, them being 18 to 20-year-old guys, a lot of them in the States for the first time, it's just kind of monitoring their progress right now and seeing what the progress is from last year to this year. So just seeing more consistency, you know, even at this level, throwing more strikes, kind of getting our secondary pitches going, kind of adding to our movement profiles and things like that. So really the day-to-day process with those guys is working on the things that we need to work on mechanically so we can get to their best patterns, both movement-wise and body-wise, and then just go from there. So it's been cool from both seasons to kind of see the progress on that.
What are some of the things you've maybe noticed with the numbers or you're trying to maybe emphasize to either the pitchers or position players here?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the biggest thing that we emphasize with them is obviously in terms of fastball, you know, when we're throwing it and we're throwing it for strikes, it plays, but especially when that velo is up. So just kind of making sure that our guys are healthy, really, in terms of numbers. It's more than just pitch movement and stuff like that. It's also just monitoring their workloads. And so that's a big kind of emphasis of the numbers that we focus on, making sure that, hey, like when we're supposed to take a light day, we're going to take a light day. When we're supposed to really turn it up right now, we're going to turn it up. So monitoring things on that side and the strength and conditioning has been huge.
From the pitching side, velocity has become very important in this day and age, guys trying to throw as hard as they can, but so is spin rate in terms of breaking balls, being able to locate it and get more drop on your pitches. How have you kind of seen that develop with some of these guys here this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think a great example of it is Juan Nunez. He's got a slider that spins at almost 3,000, sometimes over that, and is gross, but then also Luis Sanchez has one, even Trey Nordman. So it's been really fun to work with a bunch of different arms, and I think we do a great job as an organization of helping guys develop those type of pitches. And obviously I can't get too much in the weeds of what we're doing with all of that stuff, but we definitely have a lot of different type of arms that are able to produce, whether that's a sweepy slider or other kind of breaking balls that really help their game. So just helping those guys like day in, day out, even if they're relievers, maybe get a quick touch on the mound or in catch play, just focusing on trying to spin it and trying to get the things that we can do to keep that going, because it's been fun to watch that this year.
One of the things with all this is maybe you have a bad game, but you look at the numbers like this and you see a lot of positives. How do you see guys building off maybe the information you're giving them from starts or maybe bullpen appearances that maybe didn't go the way they thought?
Yeah, I think the big thing too is a lot of the athletes, as they should be, are so game focused and competitive. So they're driven in terms of the results, and whether it's you're letting up a bloop base hit or sometimes their errors or whatever it is, even when you get smacked around, you know, you might throw a great pitch and there's no guarantee that that's going to lead to a strikeout every time or swing and miss every time or a home run every time or whatever it is. So things are going to happen that maybe, you know, over time it won't. And so trying to show the guys that, you know, hey, still we value this pitch or this movement profile that you had really well. Maybe it didn't play great today in terms of that, but over time that is going to play. So just showing them, you know, whether it's different clips of when they do that, actually the results or the expected results. And it's been cool because the more they understand kind of how we view our pitchers, the more they can get on board with that and still be super competitive and want to win and do all the things, but understanding too that, you know, here it's really about development more than just winning the game. So okay, if we need to throw your change up and it's not your best pitch right now, but we got to throw it in the game to work on it. Having guys start to understand that through our game review and all that stuff post-game and pre-game has been huge for us, but also the players as well to kind of get on board with that.
I'm glad you brought up that development point, especially from a pitching side where a lot of these guys are ultra competitors. They want to win every battle at the plate, get a strikeout. But there is importance, too, to letting the ball get put in play, make your defense do some work, because it kind of helps you go a little bit longer. And sometimes if you do get knocked around, there is some benefits that come out of that, showing you're throwing strikes at the very least. So being able to emphasize that to your pitchers, how important has that been?
It's been huge. And like I said, they've done a great job, too, of working with Adam and Felipe and everybody here to kind of get on board with that. We have a bunch of guys that have a bunch of swing and miss, but also sinker ball that like Bramer can spot his stuff up, and we saw it last night too, get a lot of quick outs and all the good stuff, but then able to punch the side in that last inning. He was there too, so kind of a mix and match of both of it, but they understand that too. They want to compete, they want to get outs, and they want to have the grossest stuff, but at the end of the day they care about getting outs too, so they're on board with all of that.
We're talking with development coach Colin Murray. A few more things for you, Colin. You brought up Bradley Bramer there, and I wanted to follow up on one thing with that. He told me a few weeks ago he's been working on a splitter. Have you seen that come along for him? Because that's got to be probably the nastiest pitch anyone's throwing here.
It's cool. He got a swing and miss on a punchy yesterday. I think he only threw one of them. But, it's fun to watch that. He's a guy that I think can pick up some stuff pretty quickly. And just watching him develop that stuff, as well as other guys on our team just playing around with whether it's different pitch types or grips or anything like that, it's cool because we have the resources that are able to kind of facilitate that and help them, whether that's with Edger or kind of the other stuff we got going on here. So really seeing that in his splitter in general, it's when you can throw a nasty splitter, it's always a fun thing to watch. So you don't really know which way it's going to dart or how it's going to move, so it's cool to see so far.
And then finally, I want to ask about you. You started, I believe, with the Tigers organization or with the Angels too prior to this. So I guess, how'd you get here? And then those prior experiences, how have you helped you to work here at the Orioles?
Yeah, I've kind of jumped all over from being in sales with the Marlins to start off, to then go into Angels, having COVID shut that down after 2 weeks, going to be a grad assistant at Georgia Southern, Tigers after that, and then obviously Orioles. And it's been really cool to learn from a bunch of different people along the way. Like I had – obviously Ryan Miner was my manager with the Tigers, and he's got a lot of Orioles ties and stuff like that, so it was cool there. But it's awesome here as well, just because we're so data driven and we understand kind of what it takes on obviously all cylinders, but understanding too the data is only as good as the communication with the data. And so I'm happy to be here because they allow me to really do my role and help the players in the ways that I'm good at. And then obviously I still throw with the players and I'm on the pitching side of things. So being out there as kind of the assistant pitching coach with Bleday as well, it's been great. And so just continuing to work with those guys has been something we're super excited about for the second half of the season as we get more into developing these guys who've been here now a year and a half and are starting to really turn the page with things.
Colin, we really appreciate the time. Best of luck, and thank you for jumping on.
Appreciate you, Mitch.
Colin Murray, development coach for the Delmarva Shorebirds. We'll take a break and come back with the lineups after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.